Joko on the beat.
King Paluta singing. Ouch. Oi, another classic. Rap Fada Ni.
Also on Mama Maninko. 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 Ono Nanda Wa.
Good day and welcome to another episode of Rants and Confessions. My name is Lash. And in today's episode, before I talk about the episode, I have a guest and she's going to introduce herself. So after that, then we introduce the topic.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Yeah.
No, I forgot your name. Or you forgot which name to use.
Yeah, I didn't know which one to, you know, introduce myself. Okay, yeah. I have a lot of names, you see. Yeah. So you can call me Yeah. My name is Yeah. And what else?
I mean, mm-hmm. You're a woman.
Yes, and then, I mean, obviously.
I mean, that's not obvious. Okay.
Okay, I'm a woman.
And then,
yeah,
that's all. Okay.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I mean, as time goes on, she's going to tell her life story and all that. So that's fine.
Okay.
So in today's topic, we're going to talk about navigating breakups, right? How to deal with breakups and all that.
Yeah.
Both of us here have experiences with breakups. I mean, she has more experience than I do. She's denying it, but yeah, she's been through more breakups than I have. She's caused more breakups than I have. So we're going to talk about, I mean, it's part of a relationship. It happens. Relationships end. So when it does, there's so many videos or articles on how to get a woman, how to make a woman happy, and I don't know. But what if it ends? How do you deal with that? So first of all, I mean, I think we all know what breakups are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what breakups are? Or
I think everyone knows what a breakup is.
When you're with someone and then, sometimes
it ends.
Yeah. But sometimes you even get breakups. Some people break your heart and you were not even dating them.
Oh, the situationships.
You know inside, though. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are different types of I don't think they are type.
But
I don't
they
know.
Are all kind of
they're all breakups.
The feeling is the same.
Yeah. Maybe you like some girl and then you see that the girl is dating somebody else. You didn't tell her.
That's not a breakup though.
Oh, but that one too, yo.
The ma.
Ah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yo, then tell me. So we're going to look at what are some of the general causes or some of the things that can cause breakups. Yeah.
So I think some are like very obvious, like
what?
Like when your partner cheats on you.
Okay.
It's one of the main causes of breakups.
I mean, when you ask a lot of women, what happened with your last relationship? Hey, he cheated every day. Somebody.
Yeah. So it's a really like obvious cause of breakups.
Okay.
Nowadays, or like.
I mean,
forever.
Yeah. It looked like apparently. Women these days don't have a lot of tolerance for cheating.
I don't think it's... But then why should we?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's an observation.
Uh-huh. It's just that a lot of people are getting to put value into certain things.
Okay.
It's like, why would you cheat on me? If you don't want to be in the relationship anymore, if you don't like me anymore, break up and then go do what you want to do. But why are you still in a relationship? And cheating, so then I have to go.
I mean,
because you obviously don't want to be in a relationship with me again.
So why are you cheating?
So then bye-bye.
I mean, I understand that's because if somebody cheats on me, today I was reading a Bible verse and it was saying that if a man, it's Matthew chapter 19 verse 9, it says if a man divorces the wife except for sexual immorality, then there's a punishment or something. So even the Bible says that whenever there's a sexual, you divorce, you break up with someone because they were sexually immoral or maybe they cheated on you
then
or something,
that's kind
then
of
that's
okay.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anything aside that, then
anything
that's
aside
okay.
that, maybe it was something you could have worked it out. Yeah.
So cheating
is like number one cause.
Number one. Both for
top
men and women.
List. Yeah.
Men shouldn't take back women who cheated on them.
Exactly.
Women shouldn't also take back.
Yes.
But we are your friends.
It goes both ways.
Oh, but we men, we are your friends. So maybe you can.
We are your friends.
You can have mercy on us if men.
Then it goes the other way too. If your girlfriend cheats on you, have mercy. Why not?
Okay. All right. So what is another cause of breakup?
Okay. So one other cause of aside the cheating.
The cheating
is,
yeah.
when your feelings fade away. It's like you are in a relationship and then you realize that you don't feel the same way as you used to.
This from thing sounds like more of a female thing to do.
Really? You don't think guys ever... It's like you are dating the person, okay, the first 3 months, 4 months, yeah, you know, you're all over stage, the place. Yeah. And then as time goes on, you don't feel the same anymore. No, the like electricity is not there again.
Yeah, then,
I don't know, but you get what I'm trying to say.
I understand. Maybe, yeah. Sometimes you don't see the person the same way. Uh-huh. Or
that could also be like caused by a whole bunch of things. Maybe you've gotten to know the person a bit more than you initially did. And then you've realized that, you know, that's not what I was getting myself into.
I mean, so it means there was a problem with the talking stage. Maybe you didn't get to know the person enough. And then you just
Some people just like start dating a week after they meet.
I mean, that's not bad. Maybe the spark, the chemistry.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. And then you know the person for a week and then you start dating, and then 2 months later you realize. Exactly. So people get into relationship. I feel like people get into relationship like too easily.
And
you just
give us a time. Like if I meet someone, Anya, but how many months?
I can't really say, but then it also depends on like every person is different.
Yeah. So we should get to know people more.
Enough, get to know enough.
I mean, there are certain things you can't know, but then at least know the person enough so that there's not a lot of surprises that could.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's also another thing that causes breakups.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any more?
Also communication, misunderstandings.
See, this communication thing, eh?
Communication is the key.
Oh.
But people don't know how to use the key. So. Communication.
Women don't know how to. See, it's not like I'm bashing women. Women don't know how to communicate. And then they ask for it a lot. Oh, me, I want someone who can communicate. Then you go and ask them, how are you doing? They say, fine. Oh, but why are you crying? Nothing. Fine.
Oh, but that's obviously a really bad way to.
And then a lot of you people do that, don't you think? I mean, because sometimes you want to be pampered. So,
being pampered it doesn't mean that you don't communicate well.
Well,
maybe like you have your days that you feel like, I don't feel like talking.
So, okay, there's this idea on Twitter that Ghanaian women, a lot of them don't know how to handle conversations and all. They're always giving one answer, short answers.
They
want you to work for it. Their conversations are bad. Thanks. And because they feel like maybe if they're open and then they talk openly, you might think they like you. And even if they like you, they don't want to give that up. So they have to make you work for it or something.
With someone you're already dating?
No. Let's say you meet someone.
You meet someone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For the first time. Hi, how are you? Fine. I mean,
just giving yourself work though. Like, but if you like the person and you can see that the person obviously likes you, why, you know, all that?
Communication is, in fact, and I think I've been in relationships where it didn't work because of communication. On the lady's part. No, it's true. It's true. If she's listening, she knows. It's true. One thing about me is I don't think I should beg you to tell me when things are wrong. You understand? Because if you're an adult and I'm an adult and then things are obviously wrong somewhere, we should talk about it, right?
In the relationship?
In the relationship.
Okay.
We should be open to talk. Because if, let's say, when you want to get freaky, you find a way to communicate it. If there are things that are bad, you should find a way to communicate. So if I feel like I have to beg you to talk to me, what's wrong? Did I do something? Emojis and all that. How does that solve this thing? You understand? So I feel like we talk about communication a lot and we should be able to talk about the ugly stuff. I know what I'm saying might hurt her, but then should it be said? Yes, then let's say it. Than to put things, I don't want to carry this burden. If you messed up, sometimes there are guys who are afraid to tell their girlfriends they are if you get angry at a woman, she gets angry at you, and now you are begging for getting angry in the first place. It's just this cycle that doesn't seem to work. So people should be able to communicate clearly and openly.
Yeah.
That if you like the person. I mean, you're pressing the person and since you're doing your kissing, you can't talk to them.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah. So
you should be able to talk about the things that, like, you are worried about in the relationship. And sometimes it's not, maybe there's nothing even wrong in the
relationship.
Yeah. It's just an outside matter.
The side boy.
No, not that.
You do that.
Not this.
Oh boy, what side nigga? Oh yeah.
I'm talking about
I'm with you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about, you know, other maybe things in life. Like maybe at work. Maybe family, parents. Something so maybe is worrying you're not the problem. Here. Yeah, maybe something. You're not the problem. Okay. But then finding a way
to talk about it,
because if I'm moody about something, I'm angry about something in other aspects of my life, mm-hmm. aside the relationship, mm-hmm. it's obviously going to affect the relationship.
Yeah.
So if we are not able to talk about things outside of the relationship that is still like a part of our life, it's also going to bring issues. Yeah,
and
stuff like that can even lead to breakups too. Yeah,
which is true, and sometimes too. That times you don't want to talk. Maybe it is very obvious that you are upset about something, and then you don't want to talk. So when your partner asks you, "Oh, madam, I'm better know you're under IED or BB," don't say nothing.
Exactly.
Just tell them.
That's what I'm saying. You should be able to.
There's something wrong, but then maybe
you talk about it later.
Yes.
Or like I'm trying to figure it out. So if I need you or if anything, I'll let you know.
I come on, Sam. I'm a communication guest. Guest one for so one stone so bad.
Oh. But I feel like people are trying. Like, people are really trying.
Wow.
And you see, you are in a relationship with someone. You obviously know the way the person communicates and deals with things.
Yeah.
So you should also have when you say nipana, ubisana, obey, And see, and then before you actually even start dating that person, you can talk about things like this. Say, oh, bibisia, feel free to talk to me. Like, now I'm a bibia. And also,
relationship.
Because nipa no to buy another.
Relationship's nice somewhere. Okay, so now let's talk about the breakup has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it came with some pain. If you like the person and then the breakup happens, pains in the wall. How do we move from a place where you're feeling angry? Maybe I don't want shame. A lot of women, they say, you used me, you wasted my time.
Those who go over weekends and cook and wash
cook, and all came to scrub your hair. And then the men too will say, so obviously whenever there's a breakup, people feel like they've lost something.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're angry.
And it's true. You have lost. If you haven't lost anything, you've lost time.
Oh, yeah, easy. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, we waste my time. Because. Oh, Charlie. I say simple, my wallet out. But. So then, how do you get from a place where you're feeling anguish, you're mad at yourself and the person, to a place where you're okay?
It takes a lot of time. But also, like I always say, people do with things differently.
Yeah.
So someone can go through a breakup and you won't even know.
That's channel.
You won't even see something is going on with the person. People deal with things differently. So what you have to do is just one thing that I would like recommend. Just allow yourself to go through the emotions.
Men
want to cry. Just pull better.
No, what?
Listen to some sad songs and cry.
Hey, Charlie, I remember in university.
Because
it was crazy. Okay. Passenger. Do you know Passenger? There's a.
Let
it go. Hey. Some girl broke my heart. I think I have an episode where I said this. I walked from Takwa Sinai down to UMass. I started playing the songs. I was crying in bed. It was bad. And she says, I like sad songs. Whether I'm going through something or not, because I feel like sad songs really, they've done a lot for me.
They help you get in touch with your emotions.
So you should go through it.
Yeah, you definitely should, because when you allow yourself to, you know, go after you are done crying, you really feel better.
Feel better.
Yeah, and it's not even only breakups.
Any
crying really helps.
Crying.
Yeah. Like about things. If you feel like I'm not saying say what's oh ha na usu, but when you are in a situation that you feel like
you should you want
to just cry. Cry the pain away.
I mean, definitely the crying there it will hit you if you feel like crying now. Like I remember when my father passed, I didn't know how to process the feeling and the emotion.
Yeah.
So I didn't cry
for long.
After the funeral, and then there was a Thursday I was in the office and it hit me. I don't know what happened. Something triggered it.
Yeah.
And then it was serious. I think if we in a Mr. Timulusa and Kaonono, but the way. After I pushed everything away. I had to go I tried to be strong.
And that's also how people deal with, you know, breakups too. It's like you're not going to let like hard guy, hard girl.
But then the pain never really goes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You have to let yourself go through the emotions. It's not going to solve everything, but it's going to take at least, something off your shoulders.
And boys in a pound town soon. At least the girls, you people, you have this kind of support. Like you and your girls, they will hug you and things, and you'll be insulting the boy. And my boys, they will laugh at you. I have two friends, Gerald and Justin, they will laugh at you. And then they'll be pulling old messages where you're saying, oh, I love this girl. Then they'll go and pull those messages. Then they'll laugh at you.
I think the girl's way of doing it is, you know, like shaming the ex. And then the guys to do it their own way. So if your boys, you know, do that, laughing at you, and then you still feel like you have to cry.
You have to cry, then you cry.
You go the other way and you cry too. About the... You were talking about when your dad died. When my dad died, I was very little, so I had no idea. Like, I wasn't able to process, like, what had happened. So, it was a while back, I think, SHS. Then, like, I actually see when people start come to visit them.
Yeah.
And then it actually hits you, like...
Wouldn't it be? Oh.
And then you're like, oh, you don't have one.
Then you're crying.
So then you start to think about, oh, all these people have people like dads in their home. They go home to see their dad, and you grew up with one, so you don't know how that feels like.
It sucks.
So sometimes it takes a while for you to really process what is going on.
True.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's just another way for people to.
So aside crying, what else do we do?
You can also try to find new things to do, like keep yourself busy.
Cooking.
You can cook. Some people like to like be very focused on their work. Find new hobbies.
Oh, and boys go to gym.
It's two things. For girls anyway. Either you get yourself in the gym or you binge eat. Like romantic comedies. So that's also a way people deal.
So it's either maybe it lets you down, like, or you get some kind of energy. I want to get better. Well, I don't think any breakup has ended me in the gym before. Maybe I just like eating. I don't know.
It's like you try cooking. So finding new hobbies too. That's also.
I've not started. I need to channel one of the breakups and then the pain.
Yes, like pull really that pain then like be like, nah, I have to do something about this. Yeah, that's also another.
But I had this question. What do you think about keeping in touch with your ex? So when you break up with someone, what do you do with the pictures?
Delete them.
You delete them.
Sometimes, that's what I'm saying. Not immediately. Like,
you've been watching and
eventually,
smiling.
Because when I'm going through a breakup, well, I haven't really been through many anyway. But I deleted the images, but then it wasn't like immediately after I come pick your phone, like delete. No, I just came, Enyeshi. No, I'm one of those, I'm like, Enyeshi, you know, just continue your life. But then one day I don't even know what happened. Why do I even have these pictures on my phone? I just went and deleted everything. But I still have it on my Google Photos though. I mean that one there.
The Google Photos, the things it is keeping. Because last time I deleted pictures, me tablet,
like, was, you were there.
I was like,
spotlight on this day. Like,
on this day, you were with this. And Snapchat also does that. You think you healed until that memory hit. Oh,
exactly.
This is what you were doing in February. This at this resort. Then you see this person's face.
So you can, you know,
delete the
pictures.
And did you block them?
No.
Okay, but let's.
But I don't talk to them.
But when they text you, do you just, oh, yo, what's up? I just wanted to.
I mean, I'll leave it on deleted for a while, and I'll come and reply. But yeah.
When to me, I don't know.
I mean, why should I come and reply to your text immediately we broke up? What I did one more.
About what she
said. Tell me
so.
You don't need to know that.
Everybody is doing hard guy, hard girl.
Well, you don't need to know whether I'm crying or laughing.
Okay. And then what do you think about people who are still in touch with their ex-girlfriends or ex-boyfriends?
It depends on how ex the ex is.
How ex the ex is?
Yeah, it's like... fresh ex.
So fresh, you know, there. I mean, there's something going on. Maybe there's some
residual
feelings.
Exactly.
But
because... people sometimes, people are friends before they start dating.
Yeah.
So when you break up with someone like that, probably you'll still remain friends.
Friends, yeah.
Maybe if it's not like initially, say you break up now, you're still back to being friends. Mm-hmm. But as time goes on, since you were friends before, you kind of like fall back into that pattern. Say, how are you doing?
Are you?
Or maybe someone that you see regularly. So you just end up becoming, even not as close as you were, you are still cool, like, hi, hello, like, oh, what's up? That's okay. But then, like I was saying, some people that they date like 1 week, 2 weeks.
Why don't you need to remain friends with
an ex like that?
You didn't really have a lot.
You don't have that connection. You didn't have that connection before. So I don't really think there's a point to it.
Will you date a guy?
That's just my opinion.
Will you date a guy who is still in touch with an ex-girlfriend?
It depends on how close they are.
Hello, hi, maybe replying status.
Sure,
normal stuff. Okay.
But it's so suspicious in a way, but it's not... There are degrees to it.
To it, how? Oh, I'm going to meet my ex.
Exactly.
For lunch.
We are going here. So there are degrees to it.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you want to tell us? Is there anybody you want to give shout outs to?
Shout out.
Or maybe you want to show your ex boyfriends?
Kai, no.
Hey. hey.
No.
Why are you saying Kai?
I don't know. But shout out to you, but
why didn't end well?
Don't funnel.
The way I say on funnel, there, he broke up with you.
No. But okay, so we were friends,
mm-hmm.
and then we dated, and then you know the whole complications with being friends. You know, it looks, say it's not that difficult, but it is, because when you break up, now friendship now you're awkward. Right, so I didn't want to go ahead with dating because he was a very good friend of mine, and I was like, if this doesn't work out, I don't want us to, you know, I don't want to lose the friendship, so let's not do it. He was like, oh no, I mean, you know me, we are cool, it will still be, even if it doesn't work out. And so, and we were kind of like on and off for a while. We break up, we were friends, we date again, and then the last time we broke up,
It was the final one.
And then he was being a douche about it. He was like, he can't be just friends with me. And then for my sake.
Feelings, no, So have you heard from him?
Like recently?
Yeah.
Not really. Like last year, somewhere last year.
Oh, but man, shout out to... Shout out to Mr. Man.
Maybe I hope you are doing okay.
I can see the love in your eyes.
Hey. There's nothing in the eyes.
If woman doesn't like you, okay. So, thank you very much for this, for coming. We'll definitely link up on more episodes. And thank you all for listening. Catch
thank you so
on the next episode.
See you next week.
One was next week, maybe. I'll be pressing it.
Hey.
See you on the next episode.
You have to. your listeners are waiting for a new episode. So.
See you next week.
You're the next week.
Fantastic, so much inside.